Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A strawberry alarm clock bringing us back. On the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. In the previous segment, I talked a little bit about a couple of privileges of being an owner, and I want to expand on them, a couple of them, just a little bit. One of them was the tongue-in-cheek privilege, and the other one was a real privilege. The tongue-in-cheek privilege that I mentioned earlier, and I wanted to expand a little bit on, was this part about signing twice for your bank. If you have never gotten a bank loan from a bank and you're about to do your first one, expect to sign twice. And of course you'll sign your name a bunch of times, but you'll be told there'll probably be one form, probably the note will show you signing twice on the same sheet of paper. And one of them will be your name, and the other will be your name underneath which will be president of XYZ Limited or whatever your name of your company is. So you'll be double guaranteeing that note. And here's what that means. So let's say you've got an LLC or a sub-S corporation. Well, that's a legal entity. That is a legal being under the law. And it has ownership. It owns things. It can borrow money. It can enter into contracts. It can, you know, hire people and et cetera, et cetera. And it has a relationship with the IRS, its own relationship with the IRS. So if you borrow money for your business and you check out a business loan, they're going to want you to sign as the president of the company, which is appropriate because you're the representative of the company. But then they're going to want you to sign your name personally without any kind of a title under it, and that is encumbering your personal assets. So your house, your whatever you own, if you default on that loan, if you were to default on that loan, and the business, for whatever reason, the business wasn't able to repay that loan, the business assets, the business income, the bank would have your personal guarantee to go against your personal assets. So if the business defaulted, and let's say you took business bankruptcy for whatever reason, God forbid, but people, it happens all the time, and the loan still wasn't fully serviced, paid off, they would be able, because you signed twice, they would be able to come against you from your personal assets, including your future income, to get that money. Now, you may say, well, why would I do that? Well, the reason you would do that is because they have the money and you want it, and those are the terms. Eventually, down the road, way down the road, after your business has gotten quite large, a lot bigger and a lot stronger, a lot more substantial maybe than it is today, the bank will allow you to sign just as the president or the representative of the company and not personally. But that's going to take some audited financial statements. That's going to take, you know, getting quite a bit of critical mass. As long as you are a traditional, typical Main Street small business, expect to sign twice as the guarantor of a business loan. That's one of the things I talked about in the previous segment. The next thing I want to talk about is the part about owning your own business, the real estate your business is in. Every small business owner should find a way to own the real estate they're in. If there's any way possible, if you're where you're going to be for a while, if you can own it, even if it's a multiple unit business, a building, you know, somehow find a way to make those other people your tenants. But the main thing is in my case, I own my own building. I own the building that my business is in. and have for 20 years. And so my business rents. I own it personally. I own it as an individual. My business rents the building from me, the property from me. They pay me rent every month. And that rent income is passive income. It's investment income. That means it's not subject to payroll tax. So here's one of the advantages, besides the appreciation, besides the fact that over the years that rent will pay off your mortgage and you'll wind up owning the property free and clear, and then all that rent will be yours. Besides all that, if you want to give yourself a raise and you don't need to pay more money into the payroll tax, you can increase the rent. If you can justify the rent against the market rates, you can increase your rent, take the extra income that way, and minimize your withholding tax. If that's your strategy, if that's what you want to do. Many people want to max out the withholding tax for whatever reason, for a lot of reasons. But that's just another example of how owning your own businesses, owning the real estate your business operates in, is a good idea. That's one of the. Well, I've known many businesses that were started by mom and pop 40, 50 years ago, and at the end of their career, the business wasn't worth anything anymore, but the real estate was worth millions. So buy the real estate. It's not going anywhere that your business is in. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me. My own, I want a dream lover, so
I don't have to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.